Well, we're fasting. We better be, because Mother Church says so. So does that mean that the bridegroom has been taken away from us? Seems to be the logic. The disciples didn't fast because the bridegroom was with them. He said one day the bridegroom will be taken away and then they will fast. So why are we fasting? Last time I checked, the bridegroom's right here. So let's stop fasting. Okay, the bridegroom is here. Yes, 100% certain. The question is the bridegroom here 100% of the time? If you have it figured out, and your answer to that is yes, talk to me. I want to do a podcast with you, and we'll be more popular than Mike Schmitz, because you're a saint, and maybe there are saints here. I don't want to deny that. The idea is this. Yes, the bridegroom is with us. But at a deeper level, is there that interior indwelling in which all of my mind, body, and soul is given over to Jesus so that at the first hint of hunger, I say Jesus. At the first hint of frustration, I say Jesus. At the first hint of that person that I don't like, I say Jesus instead of gossip. At the first hint of the thing that doesn't go well today, I say Jesus instead of complain. At the first thought of dying, I just say Jesus and say, can't wait. At the first news of cancer, I just say Jesus instead of worry. Okay, if you're there, stay there. I'm not. Because my first thought in the movement that permeates my mind, my soul, response to emotions, to bodily needs, is to seek those things that I've been accustomed to that fill them. My heart, my mind, my soul is not fully given over to Jesus, so I need to fast. To train the soul through the body that the first response should be Jesus and not cheeseburger. The first response should be Jesus and not coffee. That's serious in the morning. When we're there, then the bridegroom is truly with us and permeates everything. So the purpose of our fasting, again, as we said yesterday, isn't just to accomplish something good for God. It's to discipline the soul through the body so that our first response to everything is Jesus. Why are you so happy, Jesus? You look like you're hurting. What's going on? Jesus gave me a little cross. He's with me. Everything. Then that's the point, I think. So in our fasting, let's stay focused on why, so that every part of this body and soul union that I call me is given over to Jesus. That's the point of it all. And today we fast from we have our Lenten observances and meat. We call it abstaining. So when we look in the fridge and see beef stew from Fat Thursday, which was yesterday when we all made up for the caloric loss of Wednesday, you look at that flesh and think, that'd be tasty. But Jesus, I just ate him today. The real flesh. Okay. Tuna it is. Whatever. All things to be given over to Jesus. That's, I think, the point of this whole thing. This journey we call life.